Amen. I want to go ahead and read my text, and I want another little song sung, but I got a text I want to read to you. It's found in Hebrews. Chapter 10 and verse 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great, not a small, but a great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. I want to talk about and just teach you something tonight. It's a slogan I've had for many, many years. It always works out. Somehow. It always, I told Mark, Mark's my, sometimes we go hunting a lot and all in different things in life and whatever we discuss. I say, son, it'll work out somehow. It always works out. I said, when I die, put that on my tombstone. It always works out. Even in death, it works out. To live is Christ, to die is gain. It always works out. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I want Sister Tracy to sing that song for me.
Working it out. God has a way of working it out.
Yes, He does.
Yes, God has a way of working it out.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, if you believe that, it will happen. No matter how dire a situation may look, if you love Him, He won't leave you. He won't forsake you. It's going to work out. The only way it don't work out is you quit. That's it. Other than that, it'll work out. I want to talk to you tonight about it always works out somehow. Somehow. And so I may be talking to one or two or nobody tonight, but I can assure you that in this congregation there are people that are no doubt worrying now about something, and if not, it'll be tomorrow or next week. There will always, can you hear me? There will, is this microphone on? There will always be something to worry about. Just pick what you want to worry about today, and tomorrow you can sit and then worry about this, and you worry. There will always be something to worry about. And so the scripture says to cast not away your confidence. Where is your confidence? Okay. See, that tells me whether you should worry or not. If your confidence is in somebody else, well, you might want to start worrying. But when your confidence is in God, we would all raise our hands and say, He's never let me down. He's always been there. He's an on-time God. So why would you worry? That tells me if you worry, your confidence is shaken that God will come through. And He says, don't cast it away. Don't put it away from you. If you're in it, you have your reward. You will have a great recompense of reward. He said, so after you have done the will of God. Now, if you're not living for God and you're I can't promise you, you're not on shaky ground. God wants you to be righteous as you possibly can be. Repent when you do wrong. You know, not a week later, when you do wrong, I don't know about you, but I am scared to be lost. And so when I do wrong, I can repent real quick. I promise you. I know how to find an altar right here real quick. I don't need to come down. I can find it right here real quick. And so the Lord has granted, I know He's just to forgive us. He's willing to forgive us. And from your heart, if you say, Lord, I shouldn't have done that, shouldn't have thought that, or whatever, He's there to forgive you. But if you're just living a lifestyle on shaky ground, then your confidence in God is shaken too, because you don't know if He's going to be there or not, because you're not doing your part. But I'm here to tell you that faith in God and His ability to work for you is based upon two things. Number one, your obedience. And number two, your patience. There's been many a time I've been obedient, but I wasn't patient to wait for the answer. And there's been times I was patient, but I wasn't obedient. You know, and you, but you put the two together where you are obedient. See, just to know that you're being obedient shows your faith. Faith is illustrated by obedience. Now, you might say, well, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm going to do it anyway. You're still showing that you're obedient to the word of the Lord. And that obedience and patience, when it is put together, will bring you the reward. And one's obedience in the word of God is a testimony to their faith in what they are told. Amen. Obedience. That you remember Samuel talked to King Saul, and he told him he wanted to utterly destroy all the Amalekites and he'd go do the will of the Lord. When he comes back, he said, have you done the will of the Lord? He said, oh, yes, I've done the will of the Lord. He said, then what's that I hear? There's the bleating of the sheep, and who is this guy right here? Oh, the people wanted me to spare these animals for a sacrifice unto the Lord. And this is where he said, obedience is better than that sacrifice. So no matter, as we know in charity, though I give my body to be burned and have not the love of God, which is to follow God, it's of no avail. So he says, obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams, meaning the sacrifice that you could give to God. You can't sacrifice anything greater than your time to be obedient unto the word of the Lord. Amen. And so don't lean upon your own judgment and your own ways, because they're not correct. Saul decided he would save the best of these things, even though the Lord had told him to utterly destroy it. So don't lean to your own judgment. Do what the Lord says. The Amalekites later came back and give Israel a fit. And so when you're obedient to the word of the Lord, you will find that ultimately, sooner or later, and so usually later, it works out. And then why did I doubt? Why did I worry? Why did I cry? Why did I lose so much sleep about this? When it always works out. I want to use as a kind of a text tonight. You remember the Shunammite woman in the 2 Kings, whom Elisha would pass by as he would travel. And the Shunammite woman lived upon the wall. You know, and to live upon the wall was a big deal. I mean, that's like living in a big, nice subdivision. You know, she lived on the wall. And the Bible says that this Shunammite woman was a great woman. Now, she was great because, not because she had great faith necessarily, or not her size or anything, but it was based upon her substance. She was a great woman. She lived upon the wall. They had fields, for we know that before, that's where the son gets sick, was out in the field. She had spare room. You know, she had extra room. She had enough that when the man of God came by, she says to her husband, says, you know, this guy's really a cool guy. I like it when he, I just feel, you know, like we want to do something for him. So why don't we add a little addition on here and put him a candlestick and a bed, the things that he wants, and you know, feed him and treat him nice. Give him a little. They had substance. She's a great woman. And so we know how Elisha and Gehazi stayed in this little house as they would go, or chamber it was called, as they would go to and fro. Well, one day it dawns upon the man of God, like, wow, I want to return that into her. She's been so good. Anybody ever been so good to you? You just like, what can I do, you know, to be good unto them? So he asked Gehazi, he said, what is it that we can do for this family that would kind of just reward them for what they've done for you and I? And Gehazi says, well, you know, I haven't heard any little baby crying. I haven't heard her talk about any children. She doesn't have any children. She's barren. So why don't we, or you, God, have her to have a child? That's it. So she comes, and immediately he tells her, he said, about this time, you know, at the time of life, you know, God, he's telling her, God's going to restore you. At the time of life, you shall bring forth a son. And she's like, oh, no, man of God, don't mess with me like that. You know, don't mess with me like that. And that's a lot of times a problem we have. If there's something prophetic told to you, you're going, oh, no, don't tell me that's... We need to say, tell me more. What else? And so the Bible says, and it came to pass that she conceived and she has this son. And so it looks like everything is working out. Everything is going really good. And then, it's amazing how we can be praising God one day and pleading with God the next day. And so the Bible says that it fell upon a day that the father took the child or the lad out into the field, probably time of the harvest, takes him out there and he may be watching them, whatever, I don't know, but he got